Today on Movie Rollers, we review The Perks of Being a Wallflower. It's time for Movie Rollers. Hi, this is Joe.
Hi, it's Rashmi.
And Yasgi as well. Hello, everyone.
Movie Rollers is your weekly dose of film reviews, movie news and general banter in theatres, on DVD, online streaming or in the back of an airplane. If you love the movies, the show is for you. Hello, hello, hello.
I'm ready for lunch. It smells so good.
Ooh, what's for dinner?
I've been doing slow and low.
Talk about the food.
Yeah, always. Always. We have a bolognese.
A slow and low spaghetti bolognese.
Nice. Nothing smelling at my end. No, nothing's cooking.
That's a good thing if nothing's smelling at your end.
Oh.
Sorry, we just watched The Inbetweeners yesterday, so.
Yeah, that's a review. We can't talk about that one for a while yet. I think it comes out end September.
Correct.
But, yeah, we're definitely all English and potty-mouthed having watched that.
Talk for yourself, you beep, beep, beep.
Well, today's movie, we're recording as its own show simply because I think they've pushed back the release date, so we'll have to release it as its own episode at some point. So this will slip into one of the other shows that we've done. Apologies if we're not directly in sync with, or rather in sequence. But I'm going to talk about the movie The Perks of Being a Wallflower. So Rashmi, take it away.
So this is directed by Stephen Chbosky and based on the novel that he wrote, actually. This movie is about 15-year-old Charlie, an endearing and naive outsider, coping with first love, the suicide of his best friend, and his own mental illness while struggling to find a group of people with whom he belongs. The introvert freshman is taken under the wings of two seniors, Sam and Patrick, who welcome him into the real world. This stars Logan Lerman, Emma Watson, and Ezra Miller in the three main roles, and then support from Paul Rudd, Dylan McDermott, Kate Walsh, our favourite Melanie Lynskey and Nina Dobrev, amongst many others. So who wants to start this one? Joe, why don't you start?
So this movie is clearly inspired by the John Hughes movies of the 1980s. I think it's a high school coming-of-age story. It tugs on heartstrings as it plays out all its clichés. The smart dork, the pretty girl struggling with her studies, the high school bullies getting they're just dessert, the dorks banding together, the first house party you ever went to, you name it, it has it. How do I feel about the movie? Sorry guys, it's going to be a little bit of a long intro here because we have this disconnect here from a movie that I really enjoyed and a movie that is completely cliche in many, many respects. I think we've seen this stuff so many times before, but I really enjoyed the movie.
Oh, Yazdi.
So this is what I will say. I did not want this film to end. And I have not said that in a very long time and cannot think of higher praise for a movie. I really liked it.
Gosh, it's going to be one of those shows. So for me, there was a really great movie hiding here. I'm sure of it. I just saw the slightly better than average version. There was everything in this movie, including the kitchen sink. Too much material, too many issues, and none done exceptionally well for me.
Wow, that's interesting. I mean, just to go back to my point, I came up with a new phrase here, which is film review cognitive dissonance.
FRCD. I like it.
Yeah. So with my Movie Wallace hat on, I can't get over the fact that we've seen this done a million times. Every single character, every single premise, paradigm, all that high school stuff is really a little tiresome for me. Like I probably felt the way Rashmi does with my Movie Wallace hat on. I take my Movie Wallace hat off and think of myself as just a moviegoer. And this movie I connected with on so many levels that, you know, it did have me welling up at points. I felt completely manipulated, but I really did enjoy the movie.
Yeah, I mean, my reaction was similar to yours. In fact, me, if I put on my Movie Wallace hat or a hat as you know, a general viewer, this movie really affected me. And I think maybe it's because I really identified with the central character of this film. Or maybe I think it's the care with which all the lead characters have been fleshed out. But, you know, I let this movie kind of hold my hand and from the very first minute and take me where it wanted to go. And I actually think this movie is a lot darker a lot weirder, a lot odder, a lot stranger than any of the John Hughes movies. I mean, it has that same setup about high school, people who don't fit into high school, but I think this movie goes into fairly dark territory compared to some of those movies. And I think I appreciated the... you feel what you feel. And I was kind of trying to think why this movie resonated so much with me. And I think it's because... this material could have gone wrong 100 ways. I mean, it could have been overly stylized, like Submarine was, in my opinion, last mm-hmm. year. Or it could have been overly indulgent and annoying, even. Remember that movie we saw last year or earlier this year? It was called It's Kind of a Funny Story.
Mm-hmm.
I thought of that movie.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah, but for me, the characters in this movie never felt like plot devices. I think it felt like somebody had written down their own life experiences and made a book out of it, and then they adapted it very proficiently into a movie. So it never felt too structured or put on or any of those things.
So for all of those reasons, Yazdi is why it didn't work for me. So initially it took me about 20 minutes to even warm up to this movie, and exactly like you, it kind of had those undertones of It's Kind of a Funny Story. For me, it just meandered so much and keeps throwing things at you. Being suicidal, being depressed, being a gay teen, sexual abuse, underage drinking, physical abuse, divorce, and every other teen angst cliche you can think of. The list just goes on and on and on. But inherently, the problem I think I had with the movie was I couldn't tell what era it was set in. I couldn't tell if this was a retroactive 80s type movie or whether it was happening in the present day, because the whole mixtape narrative, it was just such a repetitive theme. And if it's set in today's time, where do you even get a tape recorder from?
So clearly it was not set in today's time. I mean, we don't make mixtapes right now, and there were no cell phones. So I think they weren't very explicit about when the movie was set. But if you look at the cars and the overall setting, the fact that teenagers weren't playing with their iPads and laptops in school, I think it was clear to me, at least, that it was set in days of old.
And, yeah, well, okay, fair point. So I'll give it that. But at times it was just so precious, and the dialogue was just precocious and precious. At times it was almost jarring. I was almost embarrassed watching this dialogue play out by these teens. Where were all the parents, for God's sake?
They were there.
Again, you know, I think Logan Lerman, he's the lead character. Okay, I'll give him props. He's one of the best things in this movie, I think, besides Paul Rudd. But in terms of the other main characters, I just could not watch Emma Watson. And I almost expected her to bring out her wand and say, Expecto Patronum, and change the fate of the film. I liked Ezra Miller, and he was Kevin, and we need to talk about Kevin. And I know the two of you just exploded at my Emma Watson berating.
It's a good thing we're doing this by Skype, because I would be strangling you right now, Rashmi, even as you're saying all
this. Yes, I'll do it for you. I'm doing it.
I think Emma Watson makes the most auspicious post-Harry Potter debut in cinema. This is great. This is if she had to pick a movie, this would have been the one to do it. She's adorable. She's absolutely adorable. She has an amazing screen presence. She's not too smart or too cute. I just wanted her as my friend. I really did. I completely bought her.
That pixie haircut, Yazdi, is so... I'm so over the pixie haircut, and her face looked like a slapped bottom every time she was on screen.
Oh my God.
Rashmi, maybe it's because Yazdi and I like women more than you do, but she was adorable in this. I agree, Yazdi. I think with the except of a slightly suspect American accent, which I'll forgive her for, I think a little more dialogue coaching would work. She did such a good job in this movie. I mean, I think she was kind of doing the Molly Ringwald thing, mm-hmm. but, you know, it's nice to see more that she can do more than Hermione Granger and in the Harry Potter movies, because we felt for her in this movie, and she had a key role. I mean, this movie was all about, in many ways, the boy's infatuation with her and his kind of growing love for her. And she played it perfectly. I don't think she was too sweet. I don't think she was too anything. She was just pitch perfect.
Maybe she was just too much like that girl at high school.
Right, that girl that probably Yazdi and I fell in love with, that you probably hated, which explains the way that you feel about the movie. So therefore, the movie works. That's end of review. Positive thumbs up. Rashmi doesn't get a say.
I'm sensing a Keira Knightley-like lifelong hatred of Emma Watson coming up.
No, I liked her in My Week with Marilyn.
And you loved her in Harry Potter.
And I loved her in Harry Potter.
I think this kind of role is very difficult to do because, you know, she can almost be on a pedestal, you know, the way the role's written, but she's never on a pedestal. She's very real, and she's flawed, and, you know, she makes the wrong decisions, and she just seemed very genuine.
Sorry, I'm continuously rolling my eyes.
I've got the strangling hands out here.
I thought Ezra Miller was pretty good. Again, that's, you know, that's a very strange character, and I think he was, you know, he just took it and ran with it.
Yeah, I liked him. I did like him in this.
Yeah, Logan Lerman, Ezra Miller, Emma Watson, I think they all did really, really well with this. And, you know, can we talk about the direction of the movie here? Because this was a directorial debut. And, you know, for me, there was a ton of talent on show here. I think the movie played out very well. Its pacing, its high points, its low points. The camera was used very well, both compositionally and narratively. I just thought this was a really well executed movie for somebody's first time out directing. I mean, if you compare it to a movie that we reviewed very recently, Hit and Run, which was also directed by a fairly novice director, the difference here was night and day. This was done extremely well.
Yeah, but the material was way deeper as well. I mean, this wasn't a comic romp.
But that, I think, makes it all the more challenging because you have to do the material justice, and I think he really did.
It's interesting that he wrote the story, he wrote the screenplay, he's directing it. I think that has a lot to do with this as well.
He cared a lot about this movie.
So I think at the end of the day, you know, your reaction to a movie is what it is. And some movies you watch outside of the movie, some movies you watch inside of the movie. And I was inside of this movie. I never felt like I was sitting in the seat watching a movie. I was going through all of that with those characters. So, and it's fairly odd because I don't share much in terms of any of the plot developments, but I was just within the movie. And I think that's because of very fine writing, very fine acting, and excellent direction, that perfect trifecta that we keep talking about.
Mm. I just think for me, there were moments of brilliance, but there was just too much material to cover. And so for me, it never quite reached greatness. Okay, let's wind this one up then. So, Yazdi, start us off with your final words and score.
Yeah, I mean, to be sure, I think this is the sort of film that everyone associated with can proudly put on their resume. It will likely be too odd, too urban, too silly, too strange even for many people. But for me, it did the thing that so few films do. It turned on something in my emotional circuitry. I mean, it flipped a switch and, you know, deeply connected with me. I give it an 8.5 out of 10, and I'm going to back down to 8 out of 10. And it's really grown in my mind as I've continued to think about it.
I also like this movie a lot, Yazdi. I think the emotional connection that you spoke of, I also had. And perhaps, you know, we were those dorky kids in school. I certainly was. Yeah. I think all of the stuff that he went through, you know, bar for one very kind of dark narrative plot, I also went through. And so, you know, that the whole high school experience for me, I think, was similar to that. I related to it and I bought into it. Rashmi was probably too cool for that, so which is why she can't relate.
I wasn't.
So I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. I think it's dropped a little in my estimation since I walked out of the movie theater and I had a chance to kind of think about too many of the worn out themes in there. But in the moment, I really, really enjoyed the film.
We didn't even talk about Melanie Lynskey in this movie, but I think that's better left unsaid here. But anyway, I think ultimately for me, there's a poignant and thoughtful coming-of-age movie hiding under at times crap and filler. I think it tried to cover too much, as I've kept saying, and as a result, it didn't do much well. The Wallflower certainly had weeds and thorns for me. Funny at times and worth watching for the great performance by Logan Lerman, I'll say. So I'm going to give this one, I was going to give it a 5, but it's probably better than average, so 6 out of 10.
Okay. Yeah, I think this is going to be one of those movies. Yesterday we were talking in between podcasts about movies that critics like to pick apart and hate. And I think this is one of them simply because it's such a tired set of themes. I mean, we've seen this movie many times.
Right, but we've seen 100 movies 100 times. You know, basically films follow a handful of plots. And I think a good movie is a good movie. I think, again, obviously, it spoke to both of you from an emotional sense, and I think maybe you could identify with the lead character probably a bit more than I could. I would have liked to have seen almost a deeper movie about maybe 3 of those elements.
Fair enough. Yeah. Yeah, is there anything to add?
No, I don't think this is a movie for everyone, but I think for whom it is, it'll have a very strong effect on them. And it is definitely one of those movies which, unlike, say, Premium Rush, it really depends on what you bring into it when you sit down on the seat before you start watching the movie. I think how much you're going to resonate with it will depend on your own life's experiences. It just knocked me out. Good stuff.
All right, well, let us know what you think. Mail at moviewallahs.com, twitter.com/moviewallahs, and facebook.com/moviewallahs as well. Until our next episode, it's Too Many Movies.
Too little time.
Goodbye from me.
And me.
And me as well.